With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Before we begin, a reminder to please rate and review our show. It helps new listeners discover us and grow the program. On this episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly, the 2026 World Cup will have an expanded field hosted by three countries, Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. To discuss the host cities in 2026, as well as the final qualifiers for the upcoming World Cup later this year in Qatar, we're joined by one of our favorites, Luis Miguel Echegaray from CBS Sports and the K Galazzo Podcast. I'm your host, John Gonzalez. From Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio, this is Sports Illustrated Weekly. Luis Miguel Echegaray, welcome back to Sports Illustrated Weekly.
Hey, it's an absolute pleasure, John. It's always good to come back to SI.
Yeah, you're a regular. We had such a great time last time you were on. We wanted to discuss with you some of the final teams that got in for this year's World Cup, which we'll do in a second. But first, the 2026 World Cup will be in North America. It's jointly hosted by Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. The host cities were recently announced, and that's what we want to get into. Before we get into like which cities made the cut and which didn't, the field for 2026, Luis, will expand from the current 32 to 48. Do we like that?
I like it. I like it at all. Because I think that one thing to remember, if you are, you know, even if you're somebody that's been watching or following the game for a very long time, John, and even more so if you come from a country where you don't even have to think about qualification that much because it's an easier route for you, or even so, if you come from a nation where the infrastructure of the game itself is not as strong as perhaps other Western nations, or so be it. To me, this is the celebration of the game. This is meant to be the world's game, the game that celebrates everything that's great about multiculturalism and, of course, you know, soccer itself. And when you expand it to 48, clearly FIFA's not just thinking about, you know, the good nature of multiculturalism.
They're not doing this out of the goodness of their heart?
No, I think Gianni Infantino has a few other ideas. But I think, like, from a subconscious factor, John, it's great to expand it. Specifically, if you want to even focus on, you know, African nations, where the African World Cup qualifiers are the hardest to get into the World Cup. It's unbelievably difficult. Some really good teams don't get in. And the same with Caribbean nations. So all in all, I like it. 48 nations, the more the merrier.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I think that this, it's such a spectacle. It's such an event. The more teams that we can have, the more countries that we can have involved, it expands the party. I suspect, I'll speak for myself, but I suspect it's true for you too. I'm pro fun. This sounds like more fun. Let's do that.
Hey, man, I'm Peruvian. I'm always for fun. So let's do it.
I know. I was telling you before we started, I've seen your Twitter. It looks like you're always having fun. What do you think about the expanded, also three-country field hosting the World Cup? I mean, we have an entire North American situation that will play host here. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Absolutely. And obviously, in the past, we have had different nations, a multi-nation hosting the World Cup, Japan, South Korea, et cetera. But this really feels like the ultimate celebration, and the excitement over it, even if you're not North American, is amazing. The fact that Estadio Azteca, one of the most historic stadiums in the game, once again returns as a, you know, protagonist at the World Cup, as well as Canada now, you know, such a force. We know what the women's side can do, but now the men's looking so good as well, and some beautiful cities in Canada and, of course, the United States. So I think it's great to, like, expand it, and I think it's smart to also maximize the fact that the U.S. will be hosting the majority of the games. And, you know, once it gets into the knockout stages, even so. So to me, it's great to see the entire continent come together and celebrate the World Cup, which at the point of 2026, John, will be, you know, such a great time for America and this game. Soccer continues to grow in this country, not just from a viewing perspective, but a participation one. So, you know, those 15, 16-year-olds that you see all over the place wearing either Pulisic jerseys or Lukaku jerseys or a Liga MX jersey, now they're adults that can buy their own tickets, and, you know, these communities are going to continue to grow. So it's nothing but good news for the game in North America.
You're the best hype man on the planet. The last time we talked to you, you got me so excited for the 2022 World Cup, which is we're going to discuss. Now you've got me pumped up for 4 years from now. I can't wait. This is amazing. I want to run through the regions with you. We'll do West Central and then the East and the cities that were selected and which ones we're excited about.
So now are you ready to open this envelope and tell us?
Yes.
The cities in the Western region.
It's been a long journey to get to this envelope.
Oh my gosh, so exciting.
I know a lot of people are waiting for it, but absolutely.
Okay.
So, the beautiful city of Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The second city on the west, the Emerald City of Seattle, Washington. The third city in the west, the Golden Gate City of San Francisco and the Bay Area. The fourth city in the west, the City of Angels.
Oh, wow.
Los Angeles SoFi Stadium. The wonderful city of Guadalajara, Mexico.
I like all of these. I mean, there's some really fun cities here, especially the Vancouver-Seattle double dip.
Absolutely. Vancouver is going to be great. Such a beautiful city. And, you know, in the summer, it's just going to be a spectacle of the game. But, you know, fun fact, when you're watching a movie and you think you're seeing the New York landscape, it's not. It's Vancouver. So, you know, it's already got its cinematic allure.
This is the behind the scenes movie knowledge that we get.
You get everything with me, John. You get everything with me. But to your point, I don't think it's easy to just single one city out. Obviously, LA, we know how that already in itself is, you know, a soccer nation. It has a massive Mexican-American community as well. Guadalajara is going to be fantastic. Just so great to see. So I'm very excited about the West. There is no bad pick. And, you know, the fact that the Rose Bowl wasn't selected does surprise me a little bit, because that one was the only last hope, meaning that there's no stadium hosted during the 1994 World Cup that will happen in 2026, the Rose Bowl being one of them. But in terms of the cities, I mean, fantastic stuff. You get everything in three nations. Fantastic.
Yeah, I live in Los Angeles. There was a lot of chatter in the area about, oh, would Pasadena be picked because of the Rose Bowl? I think it would have been fun for all the reasons that you outlined because of the nostalgia purposes. But the minute that SoFi Stadium became operational, that was the end for Pasadena and the Rose Bowl. I mean, the thing is an absolute cathedral. We've done a story on the stadium here on Sports Illustrated Weekly about the impact to the community, which has, you know, it's a lot of complicating factors there for people who live in Inglewood, but just talking about the actual facility itself, it's state of the art. And for them to pass it over in the World Cup, that was never going to happen. Let's go to the Central.
First up, we have Kansas City. Second, we have Dallas. Now we have number three, Atlanta. Now we have Houston. We have Monterrey. Now, last but not least, we have Mexico City.
I love Mexico City. It's one of my favorite cities in the world. And Estadio Azteca, put it in perspective for people who are maybe just a little casual fans. How historic and important that stadium is for Mexican soccer, for North American soccer?
Okay, first of all, Estadio Azteca, I can't agree more with you. It is one of my favorite cities in the world. My sister lives there, so I know it well. The food is amazing. The people are amazing. Of course, there's soccer. There's just culture. It's just such an amazing city. So I'm so excited for the fact that that capital, once again, will be the Mecca for all things soccer. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what kind of country they host when it comes to it. But from a historical perspective, I mean, this is like the royalty of World Cup cities. The 1970 World Cup, to me, the best ever World Cup.
Olha aí, o Pelé ficou na cara do gol, Bertozzi!
It was the best ever Brazilian side that you ever saw with Pelé and co winning it, of course. And then you go to 1986. The infamous Argentina team with Diego Maradona and the hand of God. I mean, that's Estadio Azteca. So, and now once again, we come back to 2026. It's such an incredible city. It does need a lot of help though from an infrastructure perspective. So they're gonna do a lot to rebuild it and make it good. But in terms of the city, amazing. One thing about Central, by the way, John, I don't know why Atlanta's in there. You know, you should make it more east, I feel, but it's okay. It's okay. I forgive you, FIFA. Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, of course, and you mentioned two cities in Texas. That's a no-brainer to me because it's going to almost feel like a home game advantage for Mexicans who live in Texas, and Dallas and Houston are two massive, you know, demographics in those respective areas. So all in all, you know, so far so good. Central, once again, did a good job. I was surprised about Detroit not being one of the selected as well, and Kansas City as well that we haven't talked about. Massive soccer community in America. So good stuff all around in the middle.
Yeah, the geography there for Atlanta is slightly askew. But again, the crown jewel for that one, without a doubt, is Mexico City. And like, I would love to see a game at Estadio Azteca. I've watched a zillion games from afar. Everybody that I know who's a soccer fan that's gone to it, especially when the U.S. plays the Mexican team. I mean, like how fun that rivalry is and the energy in the building. It's going to be fantastic. All right, last region for you.
So the first one is Toronto, Boston, Philadelphia, Miami.
Yes! Yes!
last one, mm-hmm. Last one, but not least, mm-hmm. The city that never sleeps, New York, New Jersey.
I wish that they had skipped Boston. I think we've had enough of New England and New England sports fans.
Yeah, preach, man. You can say that again. A New Yorker over here. I'm done with Boston, John.
I have made this case many, many times on this program and other programs that we're good on Boston sports forever, but Boston gets in, Miami, and then New Jersey, New York. It says New Jersey, New York, but the Meadowlands is in New Jersey. And then finally, this last city, Louise, my hometown, if they hadn't gotten a bid, we wouldn't be doing this segment right now. I would have canceled this completely, but Philly is in, and I am like, I was just in Philly, Louise, and the day that all these cities were announced was the same day that I landed, and that's the only thing that people in Philadelphia were talking about.
It's all smiles after soccer fans at Love Park learned FIFA officials chose Philadelphia as a World Cup host city in 2026. Nervous moments quickly turned to joy. Fans spent hours in Center City waiting for the announcement at a watch party.
I was hoping it was going to come. I mean, this city's awesome. Why wouldn't you want to have a game here?
The idea of bringing the World Cup festival to that town, it's going to be an incredible marriage.
It's going to be amazing. And I tell you one thing right now, if you don't make Joel Embiid the ultimate hype man between now and then, I don't know what to tell you.
He's going to make himself that hype man.
Absolutely. It's a great choice, by the way, for Philadelphia. Boston, I agree with you, but I get it specifically just because of its sporting history. Toronto, you know, I'm talking about food. Toronto is another great food city. It's called very multicultural as well. A very big Italian Canadian community as well. So shame that, you know, well, hopefully Italy will make it in 2026, but that's big. Of course, my hometown of New York and New Jersey, that was a no-brainer as well. And by the way, Miami? It's going to be absolute mayhem, and I can't wait. It's going to be a 24/7 Bad Bunny video. That's literally what's going to be. It's just, I'm telling you something. Let me tell you something with a Latina right here. If Miami is mayhem, It's the Latin American capital of the world. I love it so much. It's crazy. The fact that it's hosting the World Cup is unbelievable. And if Miami hosts like a Colombia, like if Colombia are based there or something, or an Ecuador or whatever, it's over for the opponent. I really feel sorry for whoever. If you're a European nation and you're going to Miami, it's over. I can't wait to see the craziness that's going to happen there.
All of the craziness. I'm signing up for all of the craziness, especially, as I said, in Philly, where you have all these local pubs and restaurants, and there's all this history. And now that all of a sudden you're infusing that World Cup community, that international vibe in all of these cities, it's going to be so fantastic. Except for the ones that didn't get a bid. I want to talk about some of the cities that were left out. Run through them for you. Cincy, Denver, you mentioned Detroit, Nashville, Orlando. Pasadena is basically LA, so no Rose Bowl, but it's here. And then Washington, D.C., shouts to our producer, our senior producer, Dan Bloom, who was devastated by that one. And Edmonton, what's the biggest snub there for you?
Honestly, D.C., actually. Yeah. And I'll tell you why. First of all, when you look at the viewership numbers of soccer, just overall, right? Premier League, Liga MX, MLS, whatever, in America, DC is either number one or in the top three. They have a very passionate soccer fan base. Number two, outside of the metropolitan area and even within it, there's a lot of immigrant communities that just love this game. They want to watch it. So, you know, and obviously the fact being the capital of this country kind of shocked me. Now, Tokyo wasn't a host city when they hosted as well. So it's not like it's a new thing, but it did surprise me. Cincinnati is tough because they have a brand new stadium, of course, and FC Cincinnati, et cetera, and they're growing their fan bases. They're trying to emulate the things that Atlanta United is doing over there as well. So that one shocked me as well a little bit. And Las Vegas, to be honest. Because honestly,
Vegas.
Las Vegas to me, you know, especially from a global perspective, is, you know, such a popular destination. But these cities that were already selected are probably the right choices.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
All right, so we know which cities are going to host games. We just don't know exactly where the main games will be. We don't know where the final will be held. The FIFA president was asked about this. He said they were going to take their time. We're going to skip all that. I'm going to go to the source right here. Luis, where should the final be?
Well, it's going to be between either coast, right? SoFi or MetLife, I think. But I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, Jerry Jones gets, you know, gets involved in here, and maybe Dallas gets something. But and it's going to be in the U.S. I'm pretty more than sorry. It's not going to be Estadio Azteca. Every knockout game will be hosted, you know, in the U.S. That's been the reported situation. I believe that maybe Infantino hinted at it. So I would be very surprised if L.A. doesn't repeat what 1994 did, right? Because that's what happened over there. But, you know, personally, selfishly, I would love it to have it right here, you know, in New York / Jersey with MetLife Stadium. But I believe it's going to be between either coast.
I think you're probably right about that. It makes the most sense from a marketing standpoint. It would be really cool to see Estadio Azteca get something like that.
Yeah.
But I think you're probably right that it's in the U.S.
Miami hosting the final, by the way.
Miami could be
it's
fun.
It's over.
All right, so that's 2026. We need to talk about this year's World Cup. It's in Qatar later this year. The last time that we had you on, we were hoping that your country, your team, Peru, would qualify. They had a very tough game against Australia. I just want to offer condolences. How are you doing?
I appreciate it. I'm okay. It's all right. I'm getting better day by day. My wife keeps saying, get over it. And I'm like, who did you think you married? I'm not going to get over it. So, you know, listen, on one hand, it's the sentiment of every Peruvian. We have to suffer in one way or another. 2018 was our lovely little vacation that we made it to the World Cup after 36 years. We had a long journey for this one. And by the way, we had no right being even in that situation because our team performed miracles thanks to the amazing coach that we have. But to your point, it was a horrible game against Australia. We played the worst possible type of game. I think I told you in the previous one, it was like, the only way Peru loses if we do something to ourselves. And that's exactly what we did. We shot ourselves in the foot and we didn't make it. But here's to 2026 when it gets a little bit more open because more spots will be available in South America. But it's okay. We're Peruvian, John. We drink pisco sours, we have some ceviche, and we get over it.
That sounds amazing. I want them in the 2026 World Cup because I want to go and hang out with you and see a game wherever they play. So fingers crossed on that one for all of us. Also didn't make it Ukraine. We had talked about that. But Wales did make it, Luis. Ends a 64-year drought. Great story. And they end up in Group E with the U.S., England, and Iran. Their first game is actually against the USMNT. How big a deal is this for them and Gareth Bale, and what are their chances?
It's huge, a huge deal. We covered it in a part of our previews over here at CBS Sports in Kego Lasso. And, you know, Wales, to your point, I was mentioning 36 years for Peru, 64 for Wales, the tiny nation right there. And it's amazing and they deserve it. And honestly, they're going to be an interesting watch because they're not just about Gareth Bale. They have some good players, including, of course, Aaron Ramsey. And there's a good kid called Brennan Johnson who plays for Nottingham Forest. He's going to be playing in the Premier League at the beginning of next season. So he'll have already a bigger advantage when it comes to competition. So Wales are a good team. I mean, it's going to be tough. The USMNT, obviously, we know how good they're getting, of course. And, you know, talking to a lot of Iranian professionals, you know, they're a little worried because they're not playing enough competitive games in that group leading up to the World Cup. But, you know, they're experienced enough what to confront. And, of course, on paper, England being the toughest out of anybody in that group. But Wales, anything can happen here, John. And Wales, you know, they deserve to be there. They have a good team. Gareth Bale's a free agent right now. So it'll be interesting to see where he goes leading up to the World Cup. Because one free kick from Gareth Bale and it's all over.
Bale set. And Bale scores! And yet again, it is Gareth Bale with a free kick who has given them the advantage.
Lot of fun storylines. We're going to have you back on to discuss the 2022 World Cup later this year. And also, I wanted to throw this out there for something for you to ruminate on. In 2026, I think we need to do a home and home where I come to New York for a game, you come down to Philly, and we'll party.
Let's do it. We will absolutely do it. And let me invite Joel Embiid and a few Peruvians, and we'll have a good time.
Oh, we're going to have a blast. Watch him on CBS HQ. Listen to the Kate Golasso podcast. He's the John Malkovich of soccer podcasters. Luis, you are the best. Thanks for this.
Thank you so much, man.
Thanks for listening, and a reminder to please rate and review our show. It helps people find us. Sports Illustrated Weekly is a production of Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. And for more of Sports Illustrated's best stories and podcasts, visit si.com.
This episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly was produced by Jessica Yarmosky, Jordan Rizzieri, and Isaac Lee, who is also our sound engineer. Our senior producer is Dan Bloom. Our executive producers are Scott Brody and me, John Gonzalez. Our theme song is by Nolan Schneider. If you've stuck around this long, we leave you with this.
It was a horrible movie. You can watch it on Amazon Prime right now if you want, but it does have an amazing cast. John Malkovich, Ron Perlman, Thomas Jane, Devon Aoki, and yours truly. It's an awful movie, Mutant Chronicles, but goddamn, that cast was good.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.